The Borderland is home to a number of accomplished filmmakers whose work finds subject matter and inspiration far from our region. One intrepid director from Las Cruces spent part of the summer in the Caribbean shooting a beautiful short film made on location in Belize. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Ilana Lapid is an assistant professor at the Creative Media Institute at New Mexico State University and is nearing completion of her independent film titled Jochi. Lapid and the film will be celebrated today at the Plaza Classic Film Festival, and I'm happy to have Ilana Lapid on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Afternoon. You're joining us by phone from Ireland. I have to ask before we get into the film, what are you doing in Ireland?
That's a good question. I just completed, I'm leading a CMI course, documentary filmmaking in Ireland, and I took 14 students to the western area in Donegal in Ireland, where they made short documentaries about people living in this village of Gweedore.
Wow, amazing. And those are all students from Creative Media Institute just up the road from us in Las Cruces.
Yes, and this is based on a course that I twice led in Belize in 2013 and 2014. And in those years, the CMI students made documentaries in a Mayan village in Cayo and Belize, the western part of Belize. And so I adapted that course for Ireland, but it was the Belize course that got me interested in making a narrative film in Belize, and ultimately that led to making Jochi.
Solve that mystery. I was going to ask you how you got to Belize. You seem to live locally and film globally.
Well, I grew up in several countries, and so I've always been really interested in exploring the possibility of filming abroad, and this opportunity arose in March, in late March and early April. I was approached to direct a feature documentary about the endangered yellow-headed parrots in Belize, and I considered that, and I decided not to do it, but then I had an idea for a short narrative film.
Which incorporates those same parrots.
Yeah, that incorporates those parrots and deals with themes of conservation, but through the eyes of a young boy living in a Mayan village.
I'm surprised to hear that you wrote and shot this in such a short time frame. The inspiration just came quickly to you, it sounds like?
Yeah, it was one of those situations. I was fortunate that I just had this idea, and then I ran with it, and circumstances aligned to make it possible for us to go. So I wrote the script in April, and then we were shooting. I was in Belize on May 10th, and I had a week to get things lined up. We already had identified a producer. We had a producer here and a producer in Belize and an aligned producer in Belize. And they started with the casting, and then I went down there and then looked at locations and found the cast, and then the crew arrived. And we started shooting 3 days later.
This is the story of two boys who are dealing with the loss of a guardian and grandparent in different ways. One is young and one is the older brother. The story and the storytelling really fall on the shoulders of these two young men. I'm wondering how you found these two actors. Were they actors?
No, they were not actors, and you know, the story is about this boy, Jochi. He's a 9-year-old, and he's selectively mute. He stopped speaking after his beloved grandfather died, and his brother moved away to the city, and now his brother has returned and is trying to build trust with him, but he's also in debt, and he turns to poaching, and the little boy is protecting a nest of endangered yellow-headed parrots. And so when he discovers that his brother is poaching, it sets them on a collision course. And that's really what the film is about. But neither of the actors are trained actors. We knew we were just going to find people that in that area, in Cayo. And the little boy was found by our producer, and he's the son of a well-known artist, Jorge Landero, in Belize, and he's 9 years old. He's very sensitive, has these very big expressive eyes, and you can see his internal life. And he had to do all of his acting without words because he mostly doesn't speak in the film. And I knew about him before I went down to Belize, but I didn't really have any prospects that I liked for the casting of the older brother, Itza. And then when I went down there, the line producer, Aaron Beavis, who's a jungle guide, and he's kind of a MacGyver type who can do everything, and he took me all around. We drove through up and down the towns and the villages and talked to everybody and asked, you know, somebody, and talked to teachers, and we auditioned tour guides because we thought that they might be less reluctant to be on camera. And then we organized a casting at a restaurant. We put it on the radio, but I hadn't really found the person. And then I was driving up. It was just a few days before my crew was arriving, and I was driving back to this jungle lodge where we were staying, and I just said, okay, well, I, you know, I've done what I could, and I'm kind of, I'm just trusting that somehow this is going to work out. And we were going to a birthday party for the daughter of the owners of this lodge. And then about 10 minutes later, I thought, you know what? I think we're going to find him at this party. And then we get to the party, and the line producer comes out, and he said, guess what? And I said, what? And he said, Itza's at the party. Itza's the name of the character, and he's eating his dinner. So I went to see him, and as soon as I saw him, I thought, that's him. There he is.
Were they reluctant, or did they jump right in?
The little boy jumped right in, but Evan Martinez, the actor who played Itza, he was just eating his dinner, and I just barged in and sort of took him away. I thought they had already talked to him, but they hadn't. So he had no idea what I was talking about. He said, okay, you need to relax. Go have your dinner and then come talk to me. He's 18.
In many ways, I gather, you know, their performances, if you want to call it that, are so natural and fit so well. At times, I felt like, you know, this was a real window into not only just life, but it had this really classical feel to it. And while it's set certainly in a very specific place and time, it's also a very universal story, and really resonated with me, drew me back to some children's classics, coming-of-age stories from the 40s and 50s as well.
Yes, and that was really the intention, is to create a story that had a kind of a timeless feel to it, and that engaged with universal issues about making difficult choices and, you know, protecting that which is most sacred to you. And for the boy, that's the parents, really, and Anna, his brother. And then the older brother has to make a difficult decision in the film. And I was fortunate that both of the actors just threw themselves into it, and I did some rehearsals with them. And working with non-actors is different than working with actors that have that are trained and have technique. You really have to help them find the way in which the story relates to their own lives. And I just was so excited that and Evan is such a natural. And the first day was an adjustment for him, the first day of shooting, and then he just, like, one or two takes, and he got it. And so the casting worked out really well, I think. And I had a crew. It was made up of, it's a U.S. Belizean co-production, and most of the crew are CMI students and recent grads that came with me from Las Cruces. And my cinematographer, Robert Dugan, is a former student. He just graduated, and he shot my last short film, La Catrina, which is also playing at the Plaza Classic Festival. And then I had three others, Angela Johnson and Joaquin Chavana and Nicholas Duran, who came with us. We had a really small crew, and then we had the rest of the crews from Belize. And we worked together really well, and we had to deal with some pretty challenging conditions.
I can imagine.
But we just were supported by this family that runs this lodge called the Mountain Equestrian Trails in the jungle, and they all got involved in the film. They did producing, and Ali Beavis did the production design, and she did the wardrobe, and she was the script supervisor, and Aaron was the line producer, and his mother did all the catering, and so
everybody playing multiple roles.
Yeah, that's how you do independent films, and when you're working with a limited budget. And I think that if there's a real passion to tell the story, and everybody is making the same film and telling the same story, that you can accomplish amazing things with limited resources, and I've seen that happen.
Well, let's talk about those resources, because one of the things about independent filmmaking is it still costs something, if not less than the big budget films we see on screens typically. And this Saturday's event, which you'll be back from Ireland just barely for, Saturday at 4 p.m. at the El Paso Community Foundation's Foundation Room next to the Mills Building downtown, you're going to be presenting the film, talking about the making of it, but also raising funds. There's a $10 fee to get in, but also you're trying to complete the film and pay for some of this. What's left to be done with the film?
Well, we have what we're going to be presenting on Saturday is a rough cut that's very close to being picture locked, but we still have to raise the money for the post-production that includes the sound design and the composer and the color timing and then festival costs and really everything that it takes to launch the film.
Is that the goal, ultimately, is to get it out on the festival circuit?
Yeah, and there are some big festival deadlines coming up, and we are hoping to meet them, so we're trying to raise the money to be able to do that because we're excited for people to see the film and for the film to get out there into festivals.
You mentioned the cinematography, and this is one of the most beautiful films I think people will see this summer. It's just not only a beautiful film, but beautifully shot film. But I did also want to talk to you about the editing, because it has such a beautiful rhythm to it, this film. Do you attune yourself to the place before you get started? How do you capture that on film and then work with an editor to shape that?
Well, I felt from the beginning that I wanted the film to really evoke the land and the world of this boy lives in through his eyes, since he doesn't speak. And so I had spent some time in Belize beforehand, and I knew the area, and we found some very beautiful locations, rivers and jungle and pine savanna, and Robert Dugan, my cinematographer, we have a similar aesthetic, and so we worked very well together in our attempt to capture that. And then in terms of the editing, I have an editor, David Morales, also a former student of mine, very talented, and as soon as I got back, because I knew I was going to be going to Ireland at the end of July, I wanted to finish the edit before that. And so he was living in Albuquerque, and he came down just for this and pretty much stayed with me 12 hours a day or, you know, every day, just stayed with me. And we worked together on the edit and discovered the story and the rhythm. And we finished editing in like 12 days. And then we started with having test screenings and showing it to people. And then I think we have it very close to what the final cut is going to be. But we're excited to have this screening on Saturday where we can watch it again with new eyes since I've been away.
What a great opportunity for the audience that comes out for that. And I do encourage our listeners to come support it. Congratulations on getting your latest film wrapped up. And I wish you all the best with your fundraiser today.
Thank you so much. And yeah, I look forward to the event on Saturday.
My guest today has been Ilana Lapid, filmmaker and assistant professor at the Creative Media Institute at New Mexico State University. Lapid is nearing completion of her latest 25-minute short film, a beautifully executed story about two brothers dealing with the loss of a grandfather. The film was shot this summer in Belize, and listeners can join the director and editor of the film at a test screening and fundraiser today at 4 p.m. The screening will take place at the El Paso Community Foundation's Foundation Room at 333 North Oregon Street in downtown El Paso, just around the corner from the Plaza Theater, and admission is $10. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.